Blog Talk Radio.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
And this comes from the bottom of the sea.
You cannot help me.
They tell me that
it's to your feet, your roots, to your soul, and your body, and that's you.
Day like this,
at night,
I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
And you will love
but
me, and I will love you.
My
Young Cali, BDB,
PSC, Young Black King, living in my sorrow. My devil follow me, and he be like my shadow. Running out of time, but I do not battle. I don't need money, trying to tackle and shackle me up on my feet. My soul is out of reach. One day I will preach to the young, and that's the future. One day I will preach to the young, it's not the future. Even though you're playing dirty in this game, that's cutin'. Who am I, you fooling? Man, I'm electrocuting like a hot wire. The booth is on fire. I spit that PSC, cause that's the real in me. And if I'm looking up, that's only God. I see no one else,
no.
Nobody on the feet. Nobody never dead, cause everybody can be beat. So who am I to tell, and who are you to spell? And every day is life, but we all live in hell.
They tell me my condition is incurable.
You hear me?
They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
But I want you to feel me.
A day like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Mama, I'm sorry. Grandma, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Family, I'm sorry. Life ain't life. I have no money to borrow, no money to give, and I'm living in my sorrow. Can somebody help me? The sun about to melt me, but the sun the only one that shines and can see me. In the daylight and in the night, I see Stevie. We hit the studio and we feel so free. We do what we wanna do. Pray to God anytime. It can get spiritual, lyrical in the rhyme. I be in my damn prime, like I'm going holy, but I'm not holy. Only God know me, so you can't expose me. Try to show me, and you don't even know me. Say what you want, but I know that you're phony. You need to wake up, because these niggas taking pay cuts. And we just trying to live, but we all live in slavery, bro.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
That's what you're telling me.
It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
I wish.
But I must live.
Yo,
with my mistakes.
Let them know where you're coming from, B.
See my steps in the mud, you attract that. Matter of fact, bullshit, I attract that. Pull it out the knapsack. Try to fix me up like back cracks. Mary got me high like jetpacks. Fly for a dub sack and touch heaven, no peasant. King is my pedigree. Still the same when they bury me. Ain't no telling me who on mine, ain't no selling me. Ain't no felony if you stand your ground and your color free.
Body in debt, so the real ain't free. We all paying bills, so the living ain't free. Tell me who cares, not the knowledge they seek. I'm living in mistakes, so don't you ever follow me. Am I speaking positively, cause you thinking negative? But that's okay, because the Lord blessing me. Some homies fade away, but I'm allergic to bleed. I'm a young black king, and that's permanently.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
My fellow blacks, African Americans, Moors, Negroes, Negritos, Coloreds, descendants of the motherland. Super Tuesday has come and gone, and how things are sizing up right now, Donald Trump will win the Republican nomination, and Hillary Hill Dog Clinton will win the Democratic nomination. Donald Trump, the KKK supporter, versus Hillary Clinton, the female Charlie Crist, who will say anything to get a nod. Now, Donald has claimed to want to make America great again, but what I would like to see is America great again, no, America great for the first time for everyone. Now, although Truth's views are wild and outrageous, it is because of that his campaign is fueled. This is the same Donald Trump who advocated bringing back capital punishment so vocally when five Brooklyn teens were falsely accused of rape in January by an 18-year-old woman. He couldn't hold back his comments to bring back the death penalty. Now, if this is an example of history repeating itself, then I don't know what is. Because back in 1989, the Central Park Five minority teens falsely accused of raping a jogger in Central Park. They were paraded before the world as beasts with an insatiable appetite for destruction, and they had to bear the weight of Donald Trump's wrath. History repeats itself, and history is coming back again. Donald Trump is repeating his actions with these Brooklyn teens that he did with the Central Park Five back in 1989.
You better believe that I hate the people that took this girl and raped her brutally. You better believe it.
The vicious rape and beating of a 30-year-old investment banker, Tricia Miley, who was jogging in Central Park last night. Five youths are in custody and are being questioned. The youngest is only 13.
Trump put his money where his mouth is by taking out this full-page ad in four New York City newspapers. Bring back the death penalty.
When I first saw this ad that Donald Trump made, I knew that this famous person calling for us to die was very serious.
Five teens between the ages of 15 and 17 were charged with numerous rape, sodomy, and assault counts.
In 1989, myself and four other individuals were arrested and falsely accused of raping the Central Park jogger in a case that became widely known as the Central Park jogger case. We became known as the Central Park Five. In 2002, we were found to be innocent after the real perpetrator came forward, and that was confirmed by DNA evidence.
All of the defendants gave videotaped statements to police implicating themselves or others. But some of their attorneys charged today that police obtained the confessions by force.
People wanted to see how the justice system would work. And so they were looking at this case as a litmus test to see whether the justice system would actually be just or not. And it became very clear that there was this huge black and white kind of thing. These black and brown individuals had raped a white woman in Central Park. That was the worst thing that anyone could have ever done.
What are you afraid of for our city?
This racism, I hope it doesn't break out into another racism thing like back in the 60s.
There are other worse things that are happening in the city. And when it happened to a black, they never do these. The media's never here.
You know, back in 1989, you know, there was a huge divide when you think about the haves and the have-nots, the tale of two cities of sorts.
Most people know why this man is too famous.
In May of 1989, Donald Trump read an ad that ran in all of the major newspapers. In this ad, he basically was saying, bring back the death penalty. Bring back our police. Common citizens were not given the opportunity to make their own judgments. Common citizens were being manipulated and swayed into believing that we were guilty. The simple premise was that if your name was in the paper, if you look like a criminal because of the color of your skin, well, you have to be guilty. So Donald Trump, he was the fire starter, I would say. Because when you think about going to jail for a crime that you didn't commit, one day in jail is too long. When we won the lawsuit, his stance was that we pulled off the biggest heist in New York City's history. But to see that he has not changed his position of being a hateful person, to see that he has not changed his position of inciting people, to see that he's still the same person, and in many ways he's perfected his sense of being that number one insider, what would this country look like with Donald Trump as being the president? That's a scary thing. That is a very scary thing. What would the world do in response to that? Man, I can't even imagine.
In 1989, he took out several ads and several news publications saying, bring back the death penalty, bring back our police. And in both of these cases, the teens were eventually found innocent of the heinous charges, but in neither case has Donald offered up an apology, retracted his statement, or admitted to speaking prematurely without knowing all the facts. What about the injury that is done to the persona of these individuals, these young teens, scarred forever with this stigma on them of sexual predators, sexual assault, savagery? Now, to add insult to injury, when the city of New York reached a settlement agreement over the Central Park Five back in 2013, Trump was pissed. I wanted to say incensed, but let's go ahead and feel it. Trump was pissed. The settlement agreement boiled down to giving each member of the Central Park Five $1 million for each year incarcerated, each year behind bars. And in total, they came about to 40 years. In 2014, Trump called this a disgrace and claimed to have speak to a detective who called this the heist of the century. Now, everything in Trump's mannerisms imply his belief that blacks are inherently guilty, and just because the system is unable to pin a crime on our black and brown youth, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not guilty. Let's make America great again. To exact cowboy vigilante justice on minorities with no concrete evidence of their involvement in the crime, yes, let's make America great again. To bring back the Casual Killing Act, yes, let's make America great again. Now, as for Hillary Clinton, the only props one can give her was the fact that she was able to stand by her man's side, former President William Clinton, during his numerous sex scandals. Scandals in the plural form, because yes, there were multiple. We had Monica Lewinsky, we had Linda Tripp, we had Paula, and I keep forgetting her last name. I should Google it, but I really don't care right now because he's not the one that's running for president. Look it up. We have the internet now. You can look it up. I don't have to tell you. Just look it up. I gave you a name. Paula plus Bill Clinton plus sex scandal. Google. Done deal. Now, other than the fact that Hillary has no solid ground, she has campaigned against every Obama initiative until it has been passed, and after it has been passed, she's been forced to toe the party line. The Benghazi debacle was also under her watch. And as for black men, come on, really? Are we really going to vote for Hillary? What is she saying to you and I? What is she saying that's advocating lifting up black men? We're not talking about black women, because she can say whatever for black women, because guess what? The second part of that is women, and she wants to be the women's president. So what about us? What about us? She wants to screw black men, and we have a lot of black women that's going to fall in line with her to continue to screw black men. Don't forget, her husband is the one that came up with the three strikes rule. Her husband is the one that came up with the mass incarceration of all of our black and brown brothers. You don't feel me, though. Now, this is the same woman, with the help of former President Bill Clinton and the rest of her family, that is screwing up our Haitian brothers and sisters since the tragic earthquake in 2010. And what's ironic, no, not even ironic, what's funny is Obama has been in office for going on 8 years. Not once has he stepped foot on the island of Haiti. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they've been there numerous times. especially since the earthquake. Barack Obama, leader of the so-called free world, what someone to call a black leader cannot go to a black nation in their time of need. And not even in their time of need, because the time of need passed, but their time of need is always present. But even long after the earthquake, Obama has never stepped foot on Haiti, in Haiti. He has never gave a speech in Haiti. But that's not for, you know, neither here or there, because this is the state of the black union. And as of right now, Obama is not a part of the black union. Now, we stand to have no real representation in this election season. At least with the illusion of inclusion of the Obama administration, we could claim, by their standards, some forms of representation. But what will happen in the next 4 years? But the bigger question is, however, is what are we going to do as a people? Because as a community, when it's all said and done, and regardless who's in the White House, are we still going to be clutching at the short end of the stick? When there's no government assistance to lean on, no quality free education, no unbiased health care, and no housing, what will we do then? In our communities, everyone is observant enough to see what's wrong and why. But when it comes to implementing solutions, we hit a brick wall. Buy black, boycott corporations, justice or else, etc., etc. These are the ideas that are most commonly tossed around, and while in theory seem plausible, good ideas. Infighting, ego trips, and more leave us economically castrated and crippled. There is no black future in America outside of what they define as black. And if we don't take control of our identity, we will lose who we are, if we haven't already. While personally not caring for the Oscar debates that's been going on recently, because enough of those involved in the debate had the wealth to bring about their own black Oscars if they really wanted to, and say forget having an award show by white people that lifts up people, let's have our own and let it not go the way of the Source Awards. But our black Hollywood, our black elite, our black celebrities need to take a stand on what programming reaches critical mass with our youth. Why is it that our youth are so engrossed in negative imagery within music and the rest of the media, but other races don't have the same focus and attention? They may be exposed to it, but it is not as concentrated as it is within our own community. Why is it that immigrants are able to come to this country and pick up the language and be understood despite their accents, but we as people, black people, for generations living on this land after slavery, are still unable to have a functional grasp of the English language? Why is it that we have men and women dying over fake hair, hair that doesn't even come out of our own heads, this hair that we take loans out for, hair that we finance, hair that we buy to put in our heads after we shave our own freaking heads? Why do we have men and women dying over fake hair? When did fake hair become more of a commodity than life, our life? Did you not say black life matters? If black lives matter, you need to put that hair to the side. Now, for those that are not aware, the officer that arrested Sandra Bland was finally charged and arrested, and an Alabama cop as well was charged in the murder of a black man, unarmed black man, by the name of Greg Gunn. But that means nothing compared to the number of incidents where unarmed black men and women are killed at the hands of police. No comparison. If you look at the numbers, more unarmed black men and women die at the hands of police than armed men and women, armed white men and women, die at the hands of police. Perfect example is the Bundy Militia in Oregon. When it took over the wildlife refuge, if it had been one of us, what would have happened? No, let's be for real. What would have happened? You saw what they did with the Black Panthers. You saw what they did with Nelson Mandela in South Africa. Black people with guns is a threat. White people with guns is a privilege, is a right, it's a liberty. Look at Dylann Roof. killed 9 black people in a church. What is he? Did he get shot? No, he got Burger King and escorted to jail. Story after story of white man after white man after white man with guns. They still walk out alive. No scratch. No shots. You've seen the stories where white people, armed people, antagonizing police. Not shot. Police sitting there trying to reason with them, talk them down. But I guess this is no talking with niggas, huh? There's just no talking with niggas. And you know what? That problem is twofold. It's the crackers' fault, yes. But niggas, black folks, it's our fault too. Why? Because we are the ones that have this negative imagery portrayed about us. And instead of rejecting it, instead of speaking out against it, we bolster it up with our music, with our actions, with our media. But I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, we can't place all our focus on the number of blacks that are dying at the hands of police when we are, in fact, killing more of our own than police are. From Chirac, Detroit, Miami, Polk County, the list goes on. Anywhere where there's a high concentration of blacks, we are the number one killers of ourselves. We are. Now, my fellow brothers and sisters, until we can look at each other that way, as brothers and sisters, and feel that way about each other as brothers and sisters, and swallow our pride, we will not move forward. We will not and do not need to agree on everything, but as respectable, dignified, adult human beings, we can resolve our differences without resorting to violence. We can have our own education system. We can have our own financial infrastructure. We can have our own award show. Everything that we look to white people for, we can have our own. There is enough of us, and there's enough black dollars out there to establish, support our own. Our own anything we want. History has shown time and time again that if we build it, the white man will come with aspirations to rule it, to buy it and exploit it. Look at BET. Black man built it, white man bought it, white man exploited, black people suffer. It's expected. Now this time, you know the answer though. Because history repeats itself. And you do not learn from the facts of history. You do not learn from the lessons of history. You just repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. But we see, based upon history, based upon the track record of the white devil. Not the white man, but the white devil. There's a difference. You don't understand the difference? You get off this page right now. Because you're just going to come at me with some tomfoolery, some malarkey foolishness. But time and time again, history has proven that. And it is expected. And we do know the answer to what's going to happen, to what's coming. But it's past time for true African independence. It is time for black power. That doesn't mean black power hate white people. It means black power, love your blackness first. Lift your blackness first. Educate your blackness first. Correct your blackness first. And desire and act to see yours do good first before sponsoring someone else's dream. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, N.H. Live Dooney, and this was my State of the Black Union address. Ashe family.